You're listening to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Fall is one of my favorite times of year, but unfortunately, it's also the start of cold and flu season. As you may have heard in my voice recently, my family got an early start on things. But in all seriousness, last year's flu season was the worst in at least 15 years, according to the Centers for Disease Control. So should we be ready for more of the same this year? And what are the options to prepare? Sheetal Patel is Assistant Professor of Medicine and Infectious Disease at Baylor College of Medicine. Welcome to Living Lab Radio.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Last flu season really was nasty. Record-setting hospitalizations in the United States, higher than usual death rates. What should we be expecting for this year? Do we know at this point?
You know, flu season is very hard to predict. And as you mentioned, we had not seen such an outbreak as bad as last year for over a decade. And so, I mean, we're, of course, hoping that this flu season is not as bad as last flu season. And every year, that's kind of the million-dollar question of how bad will the flu season be this year?
Do we know yet what the most prevalent circulating strain of flu is?
No, we don't know yet. Flu season in most of the United States is just starting to kind of pick up, and we don't have significant activity in lots, significant more part of the United States yet.
So what about the flu shot then? That's usually based on what was circulating in the Southern Hemisphere 6 months ago, right?
Correct. And so they've matched the vaccine, and WHO and the FDA here in the United States have selected the strains. One change is that the flu vaccine has three different strains to protect against circulating viruses. And one of the strains is called the H1N1 strain, which was the main strain that caused the 2009 pandemic.
Yeah, I think that's a name that most people recognize at this point.
Yes. So that one has been changed slightly because that was a strain that caused significant influenza last season, and there may have been some changes in that viral strain.
So the vaccine that would target the H1N1 has been tweaked in some way to hopefully be more effective?
Yes.
So let's talk about the flu shot. There are actually a few options out there. And I think after the past couple of years, there's a little bit of maybe skepticism, right, that we've had a couple of years of vaccines that ended up not matching the most prevalent strain. Should people really still be, you know, making that a priority to get a flu shot?
Well, you know, everybody has to first think about what the flu vaccine does. So the flu vaccine, what it does is it's the best way we have to help protect ourselves from influenza. Now, it's not 100%, so you may still get the flu after getting flu vaccine, but it may be a milder form. And the biggest advantage of flu vaccine is it helps prevent serious complications from influenza, so hospitalizations and deaths, which we're very concerned about, especially after the last flu vaccines, flu season. The great news is that there are multiple options, and we do know as people age that the standard dose of flu vaccine may not be as effective. And so there's actually two options for those that are over 65 years of age. It's called a high-dose flu vaccine and also a vaccine that is adjuvanted to increase protection effectiveness. And so to keep in mind, how do we protect the people from flu is that we want to make sure that you talk to your doctor and discuss what is the best flu vaccine for you, depending on how old you are and other health conditions?
In my experience, walking into either a flu vaccination clinic or into my doctor's office, they either ask, do you want the flu vaccine? Or I say, I want a flu shot. And that's pretty much the end of the discussion. What are some of the things that people should be bringing up with their healthcare provider to figure out what is the best option?
Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing is for the young adult population that there are many options, and whatever flu vaccine is in their doctor's office should be the flu vaccine that they receive. But those that are over 65 years of age, they should be having that conversation that I'm older, over 65 years of age, and should I be getting the higher dose flu vaccine or the adjuvanted flu vaccine?
why shouldn't everybody be getting a higher dose or a stronger flu vaccine if such a thing exists?
Well, you know, studies have been done with high-dose flu vaccine in those over age of 65. The question in younger adults is if the amount of antigen, or what we say the proteins in the vaccine, is enough to help protect, then if you don't need more than that, why give someone high-dose flu vaccine?
Right. Now, with kids, though, it's also different. And again, often my experience has been you just go get your flu shot. But apparently kids should be getting multiple doses of a flu vaccine.
So it really depends on when the first time the child is getting flu vaccine. So the recommendations in the United States is that anyone over the age of 6 months can start getting flu vaccine. And when a child over the age of 6 months gets their first flu vaccine, that is the first time their immune system is seeing the vaccine, so they should receive a second dose a month later. So that is recommended for a child that's less than 9 years of age and older than 6 months. If they've never received flu vaccine before, then they should get two doses as their first time receiving flu vaccine.
Now, what about flu mist? That really, to a lot of people, I think, seemed like a godsend when it came out, that you could use a nasal spray instead of actually having to be poked with a needle. But then it was pulled. It's back. What's going on with flu mist?
Yeah, so flu mist, yes, it's back, and it is going to be available this fall season. So the last couple of years, flu mist has not been available in the United States. When flu mist was changed to what we call a quadrivalent vaccine, where that has four different strains to help protect against additional strain of flu in the population, they noticed that it didn't perform as well or help protect as well as before. And after rigorous studying of the vaccine these past 2 years, the company has, as you had said, tweaked, because they noticed a little change in one of the strains, and that was different from the strains that are circulating. And so they've already done studies to look at how this new version of the flu mist is going to work, and the data is promising and it shows effectiveness. So that's why the FDA and ACIP have put it back on this fall to be available for people as an option.
Well, and presumably if it protects against four strains of flu and most of the other vaccines target three, would that be the preferable way to go?
Well, many of the injectables, so the flu shots, are actually now available as quadrivalent, or protection against four strains too, also now.
Okay, so that's good to know. I mean, this is obviously changing every season what the options are available, and the flu vaccine changes every year. It has to, because the virus is evolving so quickly, and it's not always the same strain that's really causing the problem.
Correct.
The ideal would be that we would have a vaccine like our chickenpox vaccine or any of the other vaccines that, you know, kids get prior to the age of five that last 10, 15 years or your whole lifetime. Is something like that for flu on the horizon? How far away are we from having a more permanent flu vaccine?
Yeah, and that's a great question. There are many intelligent scientists working on this very question for a few decades now, of what we call a universal flu vaccine, where there can be a part of the flu virus that we can find to put into a vaccine that stays what we call conserved, so it doesn't change from season to season, and we can give lifelong protection, or maybe just protection for a certain number of years and with a booster like we do with tetanus. Many people are working on it, and there have been some vaccines that have been in clinical trials and tested, but we are not there yet. But that would be what our gold standard for flu vaccine.
Is the hard part really just finding some part of the flu virus that is shared among all of these different strains, or are there additional obstacles along the way?
The hard part is finding the conserved protein that's shared and that our body produces antibodies or protection against that part that protects us.
So there are parts that are shared, but our body doesn't really react to them?
Exactly.
That seems like a real bummer of evolution.
Yes. So viruses and organisms have lots of proteins and parts of them that our body may see but not necessarily use to help protect us from them.
Well, in the meantime, I guess the annual flu shot is the best that we've got. Sheetal Patel is Assistant Professor of Medicine and Infectious Disease at Baylor College of Medicine. Thanks so much, and stay healthy this winter.
Thank you. Everybody stay healthy.
Could digital technology make meditation better? That's coming up on Living Lab Radio, right after the break.